This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's high school graduation rate improved slightly since dipping during the pandemic, but the dropout rate increased. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Almost 82% of students in the class of 2022 graduated in 4 years. There are still graduation gaps. 87% of white students graduated, while 77% of black students and 75% of Hispanic students did. This is the first year that students had several ways to show what they know or can do upon graduation, such as taking the SAT, passing a college-level course, or doing a final individual project. The state's dropout rate, meantime, increased to its highest level in 4 years. School officials say they're working hard to re-engage students after the pandemic. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Police in Boulder have recovered stolen artwork worth more than $400,000. CPR's Matt Bloom.
The five recovered paintings include works by well-known members of the Taos Society of Artists, who focused on Western life and landscapes of historic Pueblo dwellings. They were stolen off of a moving truck for a private collector in Boulder last month. Police say the thieves transported them to a hotel in Lakewood. Officers executed a search this past weekend and arrested a suspect who now faces felony theft and drug charges. Police say the artwork was undamaged. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The leaders of the state's federally recognized tribes spoke before the state legislature Wednesday. Ute Mountain Ute Chairman Manuel Hart wants some changes to Colorado's sports betting law.
We appreciate the effort of the state and the Department of Gaming, but we have not been able to agree on a way to move forward that protects our sovereignty.
The tribe's casinos already offer sports betting, but they want the legislature to put them on equal footing. It's early in Colorado ski season, and several people have died at or near ski areas. On Friday, a 29-year-old man died at Powderhorn. At Aspen Highlands, a 70-year-old man died after hitting a tree. On New Year's Eve, an avalanche outside a Breckenridge ski resort killed a 21-year-old man. This is CPR News.